Hello, and welcome to the new iPod Podcast, Week in Review. In this podcast, we will examine some of the top headlines in ophthalmology. And now, the news. Alkeus Pharmaceuticals announces results from the SAGA study of oral gilteretinol in patients with geographic atrophy. Alkeus Pharmaceuticals Incorporated announced that in the SAGA study of oral gilteretinol acetate, ALK-001, in patients with geographic atrophy secondary to age-related macular degeneration, it demonstrated a clinically meaningful reduction in the geographic atrophy lesion growth rate at 24 months, supporting additional clinical development. SAGA top-line data has been accepted as a late-breaker at the 128th Annual Meeting of the American Academy of Ophthalmology, being held October 18 to 21 in Chicago. SAGA was a 24-month, double-masked, randomized, placebo-controlled trial to investigate the safety, pharmacokinetics, tolerability and efficacy in patients with GA secondary to age-related macular degeneration. The study enrolled 198 patients, with a primary efficacy endpoint the growth rate of geographic atrophy lesions from baseline to 24 months as assessed by fundus autofluorescence.
In other headlines, Ripple Therapeutics and AbbVie collaborate in development of RTC-624 IOP reduction in patients with open-angle glaucoma. Ripple Therapeutics has announced a collaboration and option to license agreement with AbbVie to develop RTC-620. RTC-620 is a next-generation, fully biodegradable, sustained-release drug delivery intracameral implant with repeat dosing capabilities to reduce intraocular pressure in patients with open-angle glaucoma or ocular hypertension. According to Ripple, its patented technology platform is based on a discovery that drugs can be engineered into controlled-release pharmaceuticals without the use of polymers or excipients. Repeat dosing is supported by there being no polymers or excipients, which according to the company means that once the drug is gone, the implant is gone with no pro-inflammatory degradation products. Under the terms of the agreement, Ripple will lead preclinical development of RTC-620. AbbVie will lead the clinical and commercialization activities upon exercise of the option. Ripple will also receive an upfront payment of $21.8 million from AbbVie and is eligible to receive up to $290 million in aggregate option fees and milestones, as well as tiered royalties on net sales.
We also learned that NIH-led studies signal the potential development of a cataract drug. Researchers at the National Institutes of Health and a team of collaborators have identified a protein, known as RNF114, that reverses cataracts. The study, published recently in the Journal of Clinical Investigation, was conducted in the 13-lined ground squirrel and rats. Researchers indicated that it could represent a possible surgery-free strategy for managing cataracts, a common cause of vision loss. According to the scientific team, the results of their work demonstrate that it is possible to induce cataract clearance in animals. In additional studies, the process will have to be refined so scientists can stimulate specific protein degradation to see how to precisely regulate protein stability and turnover. This mechanism is also an important factor in many neurodegenerative diseases, they said. And lastly, ANI Pharmaceuticals completes acquisition of Alimera Sciences. ANI Pharmaceuticals Incorporated announced the completion of its previously announced acquisition of Alimera Sciences Incorporated. ANI noted its combination with Alimera will be a robust rare disease growth platform, adding approximately $105 million in 2024 revenue on a pro forma basis and expanding the segment to an estimated 45% of pro forma 2024 revenues. The company noted the transaction will expand ANI's footprint beyond the United States to 20 countries in Europe and beyond. Thank you for joining us for the new iPod Week in Review podcast. For more headlines and interviews, be sure to check out Ophthalmology Times, This Week in Ophthalmology video program. You also can find more details on these and other news headlines on our website at ophthalmologytimes.com.